It may be that you, like us, were favoured at Christmas with a particularly fine nude calendar. I do not mean the usual pin-ups supplied by clients in heavy industry or lightly retarded friends with a taste for Playboy bunnies. I do not even mean the more ironic sort featuring WI members holding up strategic cupcakes and modesty trugs, or undressed rugby players offering the viewer simple visual puns involving pointy balls. No, this year's star calendar has to be Jurassic Jewels, put together in aid of the Dorset Children's Hospice. The women, in this case, did not stop at just taking their kit off and holding up utensils. They found two brilliant body and face painters and demanded to have their personal acreage disguised as agreeable Dorset coastal scenes. Thus, our year began with Durdledore Rock Arch painted on the naked back of a fetching redhead, with waves lashing ever downwards. And this month, an entire back view is adorned with ammonites, which go particularly well, I feel, across the buttocks. We look forward very much to Old Harry, for which a broader she canvas is used to accommodate their chalky heights, and May will offer us the entire Portland Peninsula, with a sitting female representing the lighthouse. Frankly, a bit bent, but that's spines for you. Her recumbent friend plays host to the Coast Guard cottages, and so forth. July is frankly a bit upsettingly anatomical, it's simply called rock bottom, but the cob in August never looked more lovely. Well, on seeing this, I obviously fished for some kind of compliment from my beloved, with whom I have, after all, sailed the entire British and Irish coast and lumps of Europe over 30 years. "Which coastal scene do you think they could paint on me?" I asked coyly. He thought for a bit. "Boulder Bank," he said. "Or possibly the Shambles." Still, it set us brooding on the possibilities, by no means exhausted by the hospice ladies of Dorset, of seeing erotic and anatomical possibilities in bits of landscape we had hitherto regarded only as weary landmarks on a long coastal passage. With the technology now open to us, it cannot be long before we can overlay certain possibilities on the plotter itself, and thus improve on the hearty old skipperish cry of "Steer for that tit fine on the starboard bow." The art of seeing naughty things in landscapes is as old as Mr. Mybug in Cold Comfort Farm, after all. He's the 1930s Laurentian intellectual who can't go for a walk without everything suggesting fertility. Hills like breasts and pools like navels, so that, as he puts it, "I feel I am trampling on the belly of a great brown woman." So out came the charts, and the possibilities rapidly began to dazzle. For what is the seaward imprint of Lime Bay but a gloriously curving buttock? Just the one, obviously, unless you allow for Plymouth Harbour as a sort of pimple on the western and rather flabbier cheek. Possibly it would do better as a pair of breasts, with a Tamar as a stripper's nipple tassel. I shall not be vulgar enough to say anything about Portland Bill, still less the intimate recesses of the Solent, but if you want a well-turned ankle, look no further than Land's End. The swelling, pregnant form of East Anglia is clearly thrilling, even if the only thing it gives birth to is Canvey Island, and there is something distinctly frilly, positively frou-frou, about the fringy southwest coast of Ireland. As for that, you could make a flouncy skirt out of western Norway for any of the boy-girls in La Cage aux Folles. Or you could turn the whole thing sideways and regard it as a Susie Wong sheath with thigh-high slits made of fjord. The Jut of Brittany is remarkably like a pair of lips pouting in a giant kiss, and once again we will draw a veil over the possibilities of the Cherbourg Peninsula. The Frisian Islands are a naked spine, vertebrae showing in a slender back. The Skagerrak is the bend of a vast knee caught in a perpetual can-can kick with its foot in the Baltic. Biscay's arch is like the small of a dancer's back as she waits poised in the wings for her leap on stage. Scotland takes a bit more imagination, but the Great Glen and the Caledonian Canal are nothing if not an enchanting plump crease between heaven knows what rolls of tactile flesh. And women looking for craggy magnificence may regard Cape Roth as an upper torso and work their way down the dual-scarred chest towards the Mull of Kintyre below. Good grief, this must stop, or Yachtmaster evening classes will never be the same again. Still, the thought kept you warm for 10 minutes, didn't it?